I am Jack's authenticity.
Yeah. Some may say it's envy, some say it's the artist in me, but I just say how I feel and I feel like I don't get me. You got ice and cream, BP, just stay friendly. Friendly fire's taking a shot at those who defend me. You put your hands up, you go against Steph Curry. You are not defending integrity of a legacy when another man's words serve as your identity. To stand behind another man's bars is a felony. Represented by a ghost, so you're dead to me. Then you got rappers rapping gibberish melodies. They got a hot beat, a dab or two, and the recipe's the next club banger. What the fuck is you selling me? I'm well aware that by me saying what's true to me, it fucks up opportunity, and stupidly it proves to be a bad chess move. You see, if one of these established rappers chooses to duel me, all it takes is one VP line to ruin me. Biased fan base has no compassion for cruelty. So truthfully, what's the position of this plaintiff? Your Honor, before I make my statement, let me just say that ain't no easy way to say it. If you rap on tracks and you do it for entertainment, by all means, dude, that's cool, you should embrace it. Present yourself as an entertainer and state it. I can respect that, the truth is the truth, ain't it? You need a ghostwriter, I'll write a couple of pages. But if you present yourself as a rapper and claim it, and claim to be like one of these kids whose frustration to express their own lives through lyrics and clever phrases, all the tireless hours of picking out the arrangement of the right rhyme words to use in their illustration, in hopes of escaping the zoo that they've been caged in, with nothing but love for this music and dedication, right with the same blood from the heart that life put a stake in, if that's what you're claiming. But secretly you use ghostwriters and shit on all of their faces. Fuck you and suck my dick with an ace tip. Everybody's thinking it, but nobody is saying. Fuck it, I'm okay with being a nigga hated. Yeah. Fuck it, I'll be a martyr for what I consider sacred.
Sacred.
I love Method Man, I try to take from his page, read between the lines to understand what I say. Everything that I have written I never plan to erase. I believe in ghosts before I believe in Johnny Blaze. I don't believe in Johnny Blaze. I don't believe in Johnny. I love Method Man, I try to take from his page. Everything I've written I never plan to erase. Gotta read between the lines to understand what I say. I believe in ghosts before I believe in Johnny Blaze. I don't believe in Johnny Blaze. I don't believe in Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's kids right now that's breaking out 16s, breaking out Lupe to figure out what he means. They wanna learn how to flow, they rapping to blow steam, they rapping to hold on to whatever this hope brings. Hoping they respect it for those things. As much as we want a ball, we do it for gold rings. I'm studying hope's flow, mold this whole scheme, then reinvent my own and coach my own team. Make them go pro, they doing their own thing, but uphold the soul. Coach Carter was coaching. That's what turns a servant into a king. We struggle to reverse engineer this perfect machine. Meanwhile, there's niggas approaching who claim king, but really had hired a whole team of artists to paint their beautiful paintings, presented as they own, stuck in their own dream. Cause you can't catch a hook on a bait if it don't sing. You don't exist as a ghost. That's the shit we oppose. I was running through the six with my whoa. That's the shit that you chose. But a hit is a hit, I suppose. I suppose. I love Method Man, I try to take from his page. Read between the lines to understand what I say. Everything that I have written, I never plan to erase. I believe in ghosts before I believe in Johnny Blaze. I don't believe in Johnny Blaze. I don't believe in Johnny.
You have to promise never to tell anybody about Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider!
He's a ghost and he writes to us. Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider!
Honestly expressing yourself. Now, it is very difficult to do. I mean, it is easy for me to put on a show and be cocky.
Yeah.
And be flooded with a cocky feeling and then feel like pretty cool and all that. Or I can make all kinds of phony thing, you see what I mean? Blinded by it, or I can show you some really fancy movement. But to express oneself honestly, not lying to oneself, and to express myself honestly, now that, my friend, is very hard to do. And you have to train. You have to keep your reflexes so that when you want it, it's there.
We could do golden guns. We could do proximity mines. We can handle this shit like grown-ass men, nigga. Slappers only.
I'm up, up, early as fuck, fuck. On my way, sipping a mocha grind. They driving, whipping a Honda. They singing along the Kanye. Trying to bag a Beyonce with a dollar to my name. Church blessings my mom gave. And the confidence of a refugee in Zimbabwe. Put your work in, young man. This ain't no child's play. Rappers used to get beef for biting back in my day. They don't make rappers like they used to, I'll say. But y'all won't say shit because you're all afraid. And that fear's what annoys this man. Scared to say how you feel. Your voice is damn, you know you might get burned. You avoid the tan, you know you might get hung. Avoid the clan, you got options. You don't want your choices banned, so sit quiet. I'll make it a point to stand as I express the thoughts of a disappointed fan. Come on, man. It's hard enough getting rappers with substance. It's not in abundance as much as when we was youngins.